Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, February 25th, 2013. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor for me to conduct this meeting. We'd like to begin with an invocation by the Reverend Andrew Hilla of the Apache Wells Community Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Dennis Kavanaugh. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
And would you join me in prayer? Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings of this day. And as we gather here this evening in this time and place, we pray for your presence. We pray for the city of Mesa, nearly 500,000 people, especially at this time of the busy year. We pray for the continued economic prosperity of the city of Mesa. We pray for our children, their safety, their protection in public and private schools. We pray for our policemen, our firemen. We pray for Mayor Scott Smith and the City Council. And we thank you for rising up leaders of this community. And we thank you for each of them for their willingness to serve the city of Mesa. So as we gather, we pray once again for your presence, your blessing upon this time, and we pray all these things in the glorious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. The first item on our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. Tonight, the consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Phoenix Boys Center, 3-day charitable event, Friday, March 1st, Saturday, March 2nd, and Sunday, March 3rd, 1300 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Health World Education, 1-day charitable event, Saturday, March 2nd, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for St. Bridget Catholic Church, 1-day religious event, Saturday, March 2nd, 2213 North Lindsay Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Arizona Museum of Natural History Foundation, 1-day charitable event, Friday, March 8th, 53 North McDonald. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Every Kids Count Incorporated, 2-day charitable event, Friday, March 8th, and Saturday, March 9th, 1300 South Country Club Drive. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, 1-day charitable event, Saturday, March 9th, 166 to 270 West Main Street. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Mesa Family YMCA, 2-day charitable event, Friday, April 5th and Saturday, April 6th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3H, act on liquor license application for TAPS, 1010 West Southern Avenue. Item 4A, act on 3-year term contract for debt collection services for the Business Services Department. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase hardware and software for the city's annual server replacement program. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase replacement case management system for the city prosecutor's office. Item 4D, act on 3-year term contract for t-shirts, artwork, and graphics for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4E, act on 3-year term contract for traffic signpost for the materials and supply warehouse. Item 4F, act on contract for utility locating and potholing by vacuum extraction. Item 4G, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for Parks and Retention Basins Landscape Maintenance Zone 4 for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase replacement heavy-duty construction dump body truck for the Water Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund and the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4I, act on 3-year term contract for valves and fittings, pipe, fire hydrants, and repair parts for the materials and supply warehouse. Item 5A, act on resolution to extinguish 8-foot public utilities easement at 2529 South Playa Road. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Phoenix for the regional Water Use It Wisely media campaign. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Tempe for the regional Water Use It Wisely media campaign. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-06, 5701 East Main Street, located south of Main Street and west of Wrecker Road, modification of an existing planned area development, site plan modification, and preliminary plat approval. This request will allow modification to the design of an existing subdivision. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding A12-07, annexing land at the northeast corner of McKelps Road and Sossaman Road. This was initiated by the property owners. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z12-47, the 2000 block of North Sossaman Road and the 7600 block of East McKelps Road, located at the northeast corner of Sossaman Road and McKelps Road. This request will establish City of Mesa zoning on recently annexed property. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z12-48, the 2000 block of North Sossaman Road, and the 7600 block of East McKelps Road, located at the northeast corner of Sossaman and McKelps. This request will allow future residential development on recently annexed property. Item 7A, act on ordinance regarding Z13-03, 1830 West Main Street, located east of Dobson Road, on the north side of Main Street. This is a rezone and site plan review to allow the development of transit-oriented mixed-use apartment complex with first-floor retail along Main Street. Item 7B, act on ordinance regarding Z12-46, the 10,800 to 11,000 blocks of East Ray Road, located east of Signal Butte Road on the south side of Ray Road, modification of an existing planned area development and approval of preliminary plat to allow the development of single residence lots. Item 8A, act on subdivision plat Estates at Valencia, the 1100 block of North Greenfield Road, located south and east of Brown and Greenfield Roads. And item 8B, act on subdivision plat Rivera at Mountain Bridge, the 8700 block of East Upper Canyon Drive. This is located north of McKelps Road and west of Ellsworth Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you. Is there any item a council member would like removed from the consent agenda? Ms. Mickelson, is there any request from the public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion from Councilmember Cavanaugh to approve the consent agenda, a second from Councilmember Summers. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 9A, excuse me, 9A, conduct a public hearing annexing land north of the northeast corner of Brown and Crisman Roads, 14.31 plus or minus acres. Ms. Mickelson, any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Are there any questions or comments from the council? Being none, I close the public hearing on item 9A. Ms. Mickelson, is there any question to speak from the public on the citizens for items present? Items from citizens present.
No requests, Mayor.
There being none, I entertain a motion to adjourn. From Councilmember Higgins, a second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.